21st, 1997. We'll talk about Mrs. Milakovich's school life and teaching career. What is your full name and birthday?
Michelle Joanne Milakovich. You writing it yet, or are you just going to record it?
I'm going to do a little of each.
Okay. And my birth date is 1941, May 8th, 1941.
Where were you born?
In Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Tell me about your family as a child.
Well, there were my brother, who's 2 years younger than I am, and we lived in Milwaukee until I was through kindergarten, and then we came up here.
Where did you attend grade school?
At Ely. I did 2 years in kindergarten. So I went through 8 grades at Ely.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
Describe a typical day for you at Ely.
When I'm teaching?
No, when you're a student there.
When we were
there.
Going to school?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I would say every grade, from... Mm-hmm. I don't remember kindergarten particularly. I think we had tables there. But every other grade you had desks, and the desks were in rows, and you sat in your desk all day long, and you worked.
What time did you have to wake up?
Oh, gee. I don't remember that either.
No?
No, I have no idea.
Do you know what time you went to school, or?
Must have been 9 o'clock, Chris. And of course you had to take the bus.
Mm-hmm. What classes did you have?
At Ely?
Mm-hmm.
They did all the regular subjects. I should have my report card, huh? Math and science and social studies and English. And
what did you do for lunch?
They had a cook.
A cook?
I had a cook.
What kind of foods did you have?
Well, when I first started, they had a lot of, what I remember the most is surplus food from the government.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing I hated particularly were those scrambled eggs, the surplus powdered egg kind of thing. Ooh. Probably have never tasted it.
No. What'd you do after school?
I studied.
Studied?
I used to read and read and read. There was a library at school, and I'd take home books, and I would read and
so
read.
So was reading mostly what you had for homework? Or?
I don't remember too much official homework,
Mm-hmm.
But I do remember reading a lot. I used to take a library book home every night and read one a night.
Did you have chores or at home?
Mm-hmm. Dishes, which I still hate.
Lots of dishes?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of punishments did unruly children receive?
Oh, that's fun, Chris. That was really fun. There were closets in some of the upper grade rooms. Big closets. And if the teacher got mad at you, he put you in this closet.
Oh, geez.
But then when the kids were in the closet, they used to do terrible things to the teacher's clothes and things in the closet. There are just great stories about being put in that closet.
Do you have any stories about it? Or?
Well, one teacher was a bachelor, and he had the legend has it that he had the lining in his coat pinned in. So when these kids were stuck in the closet, they took the pins out of his lining in his coat. And there are other stories that I could not repeat and things that they did. Then I can remember you could get put under the teacher's desk. Yeah, they put you under the desk. And I ended up there once.
What did you do?
Talking? Talk to somebody. Yeah.
Were jackets kept in that room? Is that where you kept your jackets, or?
There were, they're still there, little hooks and things, mm-hmm. little nooks, when you hung your jacket up there.
How were you taught to read?
I can remember sounding out a sign, so downtown, and I think that was, they must have taught with phonics, because I can remember sounding something out.
You got to school on a bus? How long was your bus ride?
Mine wasn't too bad in grade school. Half an hour, maybe. I don't have a terribly good memory, Chris.
No? What was the bus ride like? Do you remember?
Oh, it was awful. My brother beat me up every day.
Oh. How were holiday celebrations like at school?
I can remember Valentine's Day. And they had a beautifully decorated box, the Valentine box. And you know, on that, you'd put your Valentines in, and then on that day, pass the Valentines out. That was about the only one I can remember.
What programs were put on at school?
We did Christmas programs. We used to call them operettas. With the singing going along mm-hmm. with the play. And what? I was a poinsettia. The only one I remember.
Who was your favorite teacher and why?
I think my kindergarten teacher was my favorite. Because I thought she had red hair, and I thought she was really glamorous.
Do you remember her name?
Mrs. Reed.
Mm-hmm. Was that your favorite grade? Or what was your favorite grade?
Sounds terrible, but they were all pretty much the same. You know, the same mm-hmm. rows of desks and the same rules and mm-hmm. the same. So maybe kindergarten was my favorite.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever change classes?
No.
No, you just stayed in the same room?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. In fact, most of the time you spent 2 years in a room. Because you had first and second in the same room.
Did you learn the same stuff along with the seventh graders, or second graders, so you had to do the same thing twice in a row, or did they teach one and then teach the other? Or?
Chris, I really don't. I don't think so.
No?
I don't think so, but I actually don't remember.
Did you have any field trips?
Oh, no.
No?
No. I had one in Milwaukee. When I went to school in Milwaukee, we went to a farm. But I don't remember any field trips, and not at either.
No? How many people were in each class?
There might be 15 in the small classes.
Was there a dress code?
Oh, I don't think. I mean, you have to remember that everybody pretty much dressed the same, mm-hmm. and that there weren't any flamboyant outfits even dreamed about, you know, there wasn't a...
Would women ever wear anything but a dress, or...?
I used to wear slacks.
Slacks?
A lot. Most of it, just because it was so cold.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of activities did you have during class?
As far as I can remember, we just sat there and looked at the book or wrote on a paper.
Did you have any drills, like a fire drill?
Oh, the fire drills were great. They were terrifying to me because we had, I don't know if you remember,
a chute?
Those big chutes uh-huh. that went down.
Yeah, I remember.
So we had to go down the chute. That's when it was dangerous if you mm-hmm. were wearing a dress. And then the teacher would catch you at the bottom, but somebody would always kick you all the way down the chute, too. You know, so. That was a terrifying drill. Maybe some kids enjoyed it, but I never did.
How old were you when you started school?
I must have been 5 in Milwaukee.
Was school spirit big back then?
Well, the sports were very big. Basketball. My brother was involved in basketball. And they have quite a few pictures of all the teams.
Do you still have them? Or?
They're at school. Mm-hmm. They're still at the school. And that was really important to the community. Really important.
Were there any other sports besides basketball?
Not that I can remember.
Were you involved in any sports?
There weren't any for girls.
Did they have cheerleaders?
They had cheerleaders. Oh. When I was in school, when I went to teach there, we had cheerleaders. You're going to think I don't remember much of anything, but
no.
I cannot remember if there were cheerleaders when my brother was playing.
What sports were boys allowed to be in? Were there any besides
basketball? I only remember basketball.
What games did you play?
On the playground?
Like after school or at the playground?
Nothing organized. We used to play a lot of baseball, but there was nothing organized. We didn't have Little League or, you know, the mm-hmm. school didn't sponsor anything after school, other than the basketball, I remember.
What did you do on weekends?
Oh, well, we, you know, we didn't go very far. Going to a movie was kind of a treat because we didn't live in town, of course. We lived near the golf club. So you pretty much just did things with your friends in the neighborhood.
Did you attend church?
Mm-hmm.
What was church like?
You know, you pretty much sat there and listened.
Was it more strict than it is now? Or?
Oh, I think so, yeah.
Did you eat a big Sunday dinner?
Mm-hmm. We always had a big dinner.
Like, what did you eat for it? Kinds of food?
Well, we were pretty much a meat and potatoes family.
What was your relationship with your family like?
Oh, I think we were really close. Anything you did with your family. You took Sunday rides together, which I hated. You know, you didn't get too far away from your family.
Do you remember any family vacations?
We used to go to Wisconsin a lot. We went to Florida. Anywhere you had relatives, Chris.
Did you take the train to Florida?
No, we drove.
You drove?
We always drove. Mm-hmm. Anywhere you had a relative, Chris. We used to go to New York. We went to Wisconsin. We went to Lower Michigan. You know, if you had a relative there, you went to visit. And that was pretty much the vacation.
What else did you do with your family?
Went to movies.
Do you remember any particular movies?
The Quiet Man with John Wayne. That's the only one. It was an event. You know, you didn't go to a movie a couple times a week.
Where was the movie?
It was a great big theater. There were two of them in Ishpeming. One of them's been torn down. It was one of the Ishpeming Theater. It was a huge theater.
How many screens did it have? Just one?
Oh, they all only had one. Mm-hmm. Just one screen and one stage.
Were there any drive-in?
Oh, the drive-ins came, I think I was in high school. And that was also a big event. We used to go to the drive-in.
Where'd you shop for groceries?
Once a week we went to town. Went to the A&P in town in Ishpeming.
Did you have any hobbies?
Tried knitting.
Did you like knitting?
Didn't like it very much.
No? Did you ever sew or?
In school. We used to have, on Fridays, they would send the younger children home early, and in the afternoon, the boys would do woodworking or shop kinds of things, and the girls would sew. And they did that every Friday in school.
Where exactly did you live? I know you live near the golf course.
Do you know where Fear's Party Store is?
Mm-hmm.
That's where he used to live.
Right on that location, or
that,
right in there?
My dad built that house.
Oh, so you used
where to... Where Fierce Party Store is.
Oh.
Yeah, and he built the motel, too.
Did he? Oh, go ahead.
We didn't have that big porch around it. And then where the trailer park is was a garden. A huge, huge, beautiful garden. And behind our house was... My dad had a huge, beautiful garden. It was a nice place to grow up.
Mm-hmm. Did you get an allowance?
I have no idea. I don't remember. I used to earn money.
How'd you earn money?
I'm not sure. Tell you all this stuff, Chris. My dad grew potatoes. And you had to pick the potato bugs off the leaves.
I've done that before.
You've done that too?
In a summer camp in Maine I went to.
Did you?
Mm-hmm. So everything was done by hand there, so.
Well, that's one way I used to earn money. I'd pick potato bugs. There was a big potato farmer, and we used to, as kids in the neighborhood, we would go and pick the potatoes when they were ready. I used to pick raspberries for my dad, and I used to sell raspberries. And then, have you ever heard of arbutus?
Mayflowers? I don't think so. Oh, the mayflowers, yeah.
Now it's illegal to pick them. Mm-hmm. We used to pick them and stand out on the highway and yell arbutus or mayflowers or something, and cars would stop. Can you imagine doing this now? I mean, you'd be dead within 10 minutes. So, and that was another way I used to earn money. So I don't remember an allowance, but I remember, you know, earning some money.
Did you have a favorite toy?
I like the dolls that I had. I had some beautiful dolls.
What kind of dolls were that?
Just, we didn't have, not porcelain dolls or anything like that. They were, it must have been some kind of a plastic that they were made out of.
What are some of your best memories you have of growing up?
I think just playing outside near where I lived. We had little forts and we had all kinds of places to play. My dad built us a swimming pool and we used to skate on it. You know, we skated. Like I said, nothing organized. We just did. Played together, yeah.
What chores did you have after school?
I didn't. My mother really wanted us to study, and I think that was more in the older grades, you know. So about the only thing I did was dishes now and then. But in the summer, then I got involved with the garden and the raspberries and cutting the grass and all of that stuff. That was a lot.
What are some of your most vivid memories as a student or as a teacher?
Oh, I think as a student, it was just being frightened all the time. You know, we had a very strict principal. The teachers were very strict. Absolutely no sense of humor that they ever showed you. So for me, it was a pretty frightening time. As a teacher, I have so many great memories of so many kids.
Did you have any pets as a student?
We always had dogs and cats at home. Mm-hmm.
What was the best thing about attending Ely?
Oh, I guess just because it was a small school. And then when, you know, it's a beautiful setting with the lake and the trees and things like that. But it wasn't a particularly enjoyable time for me. No.
Describe any role models you had.
Not, well, like I said, I really thought that a kindergarten teacher was a classy lady with the red hair and stuff. But other than that, they weren't role models until I got to high school. And then I found some.
Did you fight with your siblings?
Constantly.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm the youngest, I know that. What do you remember about polio?
My brother had polio. We didn't know. I think my mother, and he was younger than I was, but he definitely had the upper hand. I'm not sure if my mother realized right away what was wrong with him, but whatever she did for him, she acted probably instinctually, and I can't remember, Chris, exactly what she did for him, but I think she saved him from being paralyzed or anything. But it was a really frightening time. I remember he was in the hospital, and it was scary.
Where was the hospital?
There was one in Ishpeming, and there was one in Marquette, too. And if you had a real serious thing, then you went to Marquette.
So it's kind of like it is now.
It's kind of like that.
What was considered a rare treat?
Well, I remember Easter getting chocolate, so that couldn't have been a common thing. I can still remember that big, hollow chocolate Easter rabbit. And no, I don't have any intention of eating him. No.
Where did you attend high school?
In Ishpeming.
How many were there in your graduating class?
I think there was 120.
What year was it?
1959.
Did you win any awards?
I won, I was the valedictorian, and I had a National Merit Scholarship that I used to go to the University of Michigan.
How many dropouts were there?
I have no idea.
No?
No.
Where did you attend college?
The University of Michigan.
University of Michigan. What did you do after college?
Then I went to California to teach, and I taught in seventh grade English.
Besides Ely and that one, did you teach at any other schools, or?
Nope.
No?
Well, actually, yes, I did. I spent 2 years at West Ishpeming. And that I would have, I think, although I really liked Ely, and like it, there were 4 grades in West Ishpeming.
Mm-hmm. So it's a lot smaller?
2 firsts and 2 seconds when I taught there. And it was just wonderful. You know, it was like being in a...
All small kids.
Yeah, it was just wonderful. And we had a gym, and we used to do little plays. And it was a very cozy, intimate atmosphere.
Did you have any other jobs?
When I was in high school and in college, I had various jobs. Ooh, my worst job ever is waitressing, which
waitressing?
I did several times.
Didn't like that?
Hated it. Never did very well at it. That's, it's a lucky thing that I became a teacher, because I would have been a terrible waitress.
When did you begin teaching at Ely?
I spent 2 years in California, and then I came to Ely in 1966.
1966?
Mm-hmm.
What was a woman's salary when you started?
$4,500.
What was a man's? Were they same?
No, they weren't.
No?
I think the men had 5,000.
5,000?
And that was just because they were a man.
What kind of certificate do you have?
I have both an elementary and a secondary certificate.
Were married women teachers permitted when you started?
A couple of years before I came to Ely, they released all the married women on, and the only grounds they had for terminating their employment was that they were married. Mm-hmm. And so that isn't, well, for you, but it's not that long ago.
Mm-mm.
It was in the 60s when they could do that.
What grades have you taught?
Just 7th grade and 1st grade.
Which was your favorite?
Actually, I really liked them both. I really did.
Did you teach all subjects in each of them? Or?
No, I just taught language arts in 7th. And then, of course, all subjects in 1st. And when I started, we taught the music and the art and gym.
You did?
Oh, yes, you did. There wasn't anyone else to do it.
Oh, that'd be a lot.
It was a lot.
What kind of activities did you teach in class? I know you just said.
We did it all. I mean,
everything?
When I first started. Mm-hmm. And we did our own Christmas plays. I did a memorable one of, it was the night before Christmas. We did that poem one year, but you had to do everything. It was fun.
How many students were in an average class that you taught?
When I was in California, I had 42 kids in a class, and when I went to Ely, I had 28. And I don't know if I ever had 28 again until this year. This year I have 28 again.
Describe an average day at Ely while you were teaching.
Well, if I described one when I first started,
yeah,
it would be so much different than it is now.
You can do both of them. The differences.
Well, when I first started, like I said, you did it all.
Mm-hmm.
You did the music and the art and the gym and the plays and everything. So if you had, say you had 5 grades, there'd be 5 teachers.
Mm.
Now, if you have 5 grades, you have
5 grades.
Yeah, you have the teacher, but then you have the counselor and the art and the music and the gym and the learning disabilities teachers, and it just goes on and on and on. There are many more adults now around than there were.
How many hours did you teach?
I think the hours have just been about the same, about 6 hours a day.
What was lunch like then and now?
When we first started, we had cooks in the school. And
what kind of foods did they cook?
Well, they got away from all that surplus stuff when I was a kid, and we had delicious meals. Home-baked bread. You could gain 30 pounds in a month there. They made everything from scratch, and it was delicious. It was good. Now, there isn't anything that even faintly resembles anything homemade or cooked. You know, there just isn't.
What were your clothes like?
When I first started teaching?
Mm-hmm.
Other than the period of mini skirts, I'd say pretty much the same.
What were some... Are students' attitudes different now?
I think everybody's attitude is different.
How has it changed?
Well, I think, and I'm sure you've heard this, that when I first started, parents didn't question what you did. And if you disciplined their child, they disciplined their child even worse. It changed incredibly. And the teachers, I think, were, there really was dedication. But I don't think teachers were as well prepared as they are now. they might have been dedicated, but they weren't as well trained as they are now.
How many men taught in an average elementary school?
Well, you always seem to find men, say, from the sixth grade up. They were.
What grade did elementary go to?
Our school went up to eighth grade.
How did you handle unruly children?
Oh, there weren't that many. To tell you the truth.
I guess in first grade.
Well, they can get us in every.
Yeah, in bunk.
Yeah. But there really weren't that many. And it really wasn't that big of a problem.
Were you involved in a teacher's union?
2 years after I started teaching, when we decided that men and women should be paid equally, and we started the teachers union.
What was it like? How'd you start it? What steps did you have to go through?
I wasn't involved in the actual starting of it. A friend of mine, two friends of mine.
Do you remember their names?
Mm-hmm. Pat Jones. Her daughter teaches, or she taught in the middle school. Do you remember Jamie Harrington?
Yeah.
It was her mom and a man, Gary Catron. He's just retired.
Who was your favorite student at Ely and why? I know you probably won't give an answer for that.
There are just so many, you know. Mm-hmm. Just so many. And I think there's a time during the year when everybody, when you have a relationship that's special with each one, and there's at least a moment when every child is special. So,
tell me about the best thing about teaching at Ely.
I think the best thing, first it was the people that were there, you know, the different teachers that were there. And the kids, of course. And the other thing is just the setting with the lake and the bluff and the trees and the field and that tiny little village. It's a beautiful little place to be. Mm-hmm.
Tell me something else about teaching at Ely.
Like anything else?
Anything. Something that sticks out in your mind.
I like my room. I'm afraid I'm never going to have a beautiful room like that again with all the windows. And the room was designed for little kids. It's been a very, very pleasant place to be.
Do you have a special quote or saying you can leave me with?
Nothing comes to my mind, Chris. I'm a collector of quotes, of course, but I can't think of anything right now.
In first grade, I remember going to the different stations.
Do you remember that?
Yeah. When did you start doing that?
Let's see.
Was that a new teaching style?
Yes, it was. And I was trying to remember the workshop that I went to. It had to be maybe like 1975 or something like that.
That was
one of the things that we learned in a workshop.
When did it start catching on?
The stations?
Mm-hmm. Like the other teachers?
Well, it became almost a universal thing where practically everybody in the district used that kind of thing for a while. They all had it.
What skills did you try to teach the children?
Well, when I was in California, I had a little boy named Johnny Busby. And he, of course, was in seventh grade. And he could not read a word. And I had no idea of how to teach him to read. So I guess reading has always been my really important to me. And I always think about Johnny Busby.
Poor Johnny Busby.
Poor Johnny Busby. Except he kind of, if you know Steve McQueen at all.
I don't know him.
He was quite a movie star. He really was resourceful. So I always kind of thought, well, even in spite of the fact of not reading. So reading is it, I think, Chris.
Do you have anything else to add?
No, I think that's it.
Either teaching or being a student?
Well, I think that for me, teaching and being a student, I've always enjoyed being a student, and I think that's why I enjoy teaching, because they're almost, to me, the same thing.
Do you have any photos or memorabilia I can borrow? They'll be returned.
I can look for some.
Okay.
My most favorite memorabilia is the great big school bell. But I don't know what you do with that. If I can find some things, I can get them to you.
You can look if you want now. Or should I leave this running?